Cinema Mound, Apple, gonna talk your favorite show. Going on down to Africa, gonna see my favorite hoes.
Ample thoughts, day or night, people shun, but never fighting.
Heading on up to Africa, gonna hope we don't ramble.
We like those with big fat titties, man, I hope this show ain't shitty.
Come on down to Africa, and meet some hoes of mine.
Oh. Hey, guys, we should be doing a show. Put down your phones.
Oh, you're right.
Sorry, Trump was tweeting.
I was reading on Drudge about how we should all be doing the show right now, not reading our phones.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we're doing. We're the South Park Weekly Panel. We have Christian Blatt.
Hi, everybody. You can find me at ChristianDMZ on Twitter and Instagram.
And we have Stephanie.
Hey, everybody. I'm Steph Sabra. You can follow me at Steph Sabra.
That's right. And I'm Phil Svitek. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 2 of Season 21. Put it down. What an episode, I have to say. One of the things we're going to be starting to do is, at the start of every episode, we're going to give it a grade. For my money's worth, I'll give it an A-.
I think I have to agree with you on that. I liked it.
I'm going to go solid A, because there were so many moments that made me laugh, but then also just little touches. Like, Jimmy spoke. I'm like, I love Jimmy. And PC Principal, I'm like, I love that. And so there's just everything I wanted in the episode. So, solid A for this episode for me.
Absolutely. A lot of good elements, a lot to dissect, but let's start with sort of where we left off with Cartman, because last we saw, he broke up with Heidi, and I certainly wasn't expecting the development that would happen today. Not by any stretch of the
imagination. You're forgetting that she's so funny.
Yeah.
You know,
she's hard to resist.
Yeah.
I thought she was out for good, but, I mean, it's Heidi.
Yeah.
She doesn't just go.
I mean, did anyone not think when he was telling the other kids, like, oh, I think she might kill herself? It's like, oh, of course he called and said that he was going to kill himself. So, yeah, I mean, Cartman probably has some abandonment issues, I would guess.
Probably. I mean, you know, it's interesting because, like, the first episode itself is a lot more easy to identify with in terms of, like I've seen plenty of guys, like, bitch about their girlfriends in such a way. But... and I've seen plenty of guys then take back the girl, like, no, baby, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. But to have that sort of deeper twist on it, of suicide, I've certainly not seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, although, I mean, I don't think anybody would ever think, like, Eric Cartman loves himself so much, he would never kill himself. Doesn't matter what the situation is. And it was just yet another cry for attention, and I thought sort of everybody else being focused on something else was... It was pure Cartman, really.
So you think, let me ask you, just having Heidi to begin with is a cry for attention? Because he, you know, she's mentally abusive. Like, that's how it all started.
No, I think he genuinely likes Heidi and doesn't know how he feels about that. I don't think he's ever had a girl. He hasn't had anyone he's been
that nice to.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, but Stan's had a girlfriend since season one. So somehow Stan's had a girlfriend for 20 years.
And Craig and... Tweak.
Yeah. Well, so, I don't know if girlfriends, but that's a good
but
point.
But they're in a relationship.
Yeah. Committed serious, relationship.
Serious.
Place. Yeah. I think, look, it's just one of those things that he really likes her, but he's like, oh, I have to just downplay. Oh, this girl's so annoying. I mean, I think a lot of guys, maybe in the audience watching right now, have dated girls that they're like, oh, I really like her, but I'm kind of embarrassed that I like her. So I'm definitely going to pretend that I don't, even though she's so funny.
Lame.
And I agree that that's certainly a thing that happens. In this regard, it's just taken to the extreme of manipulating someone's feelings.
Well, I mean, Cartman's
which does happen,
and Cartman's trying to manipulate everyone in the school's feelings. And you can tell it's not working when even PC Principal's like not gonna take it. He's just like, "Yeah, you should, bro. Go ahead."
Maybe I will.
I think you should.
Maybe I will.
You should.
But Steph, you brought up the fact that what you thought. They were parroting in terms of the song that he sang.
I was seeing on Twitter, which was a good point. I knew it sounded familiar, but it is, I think, a remix on the 1-800 The Logic song, which is about suicide awareness, and I think he had, like, the exact same rap flow as him and everything, so... You guys liked the song regardless of knowing how it was.
Oh, yeah,
song.
No, I didn't. I mean, I had no idea the thing you were talking about. I'm like, oh, well, those guys are a lot cooler than I am, so they probably knew what it was, yeah.
I mean, the songs tonight were very much on point.
Yes,
like, they're getting a lot more lyrically inclined, and I'm loving it.
I loved the songs. All three of them were my favorite. favorite part of the episode?
I would say Tweak Song's probably my favorite because it was you know, big production.
The North Korea one?
Oh, no.
I wasn't anyone listening to me.
That's what it sounds like when you just, like, make small talk with people. Like, North Korea. And I'm just like, Tweak really speaks for probably, 40% of the country right now that just want to yell about it.
Completely. Yeah. He speaks for me, that's for sure.
Also, Stephen brought up, like, is Tweak representative of Japan and Korea? Or South Korea, not North Korea, obviously.
Right, and Guam. So it's like all the countries that the real North Korea is either bullying or threatening to bully. You know, like, oh, we got missiles pointed at Guam. What are you going to do about it, Guam? So I think Tweak is Guam more than anything else.
I feel like Tweak is a literal metaphorical example of how everyone, the news cycle is making everyone in America. Like, we're constantly freaking out. I mean, not everyone, but there is a big majority, especially I feel like in California, where every day we're like, what is going on? How is this happening? Like, I have a panic attack every time Trump tweets. Exactly like Tweak, almost.
Well, one of the things that a lot of our viewers were commenting on last episode was, like, there's just so many deep issues now. And I think they were partly doing that with both suicide and, distraction awareness driving. And so it's like, how do you pick and choose which, this week we're going to highlight this one. Well, this is important. Obviously, Cartman is not the vehicle for any sort of promotion. And we'll talk on that more. But I want to get your guys' perspectives in terms of just the number of issues we're dealing with on a daily basis. And what do I do?
Yeah,
that was a good tweet just then, by the way. And I think that there's just so much to deal with. It's great to have something like South Park where they're like, yeah, you just put it all in a blender, try and make you laugh for half an hour. You know, South Park kind of tries to be Craig. We're all Tweak. And, like, South Park is the amusement park that Craig takes us to. So I appreciate being able to, it's like, you know, there's so much to be scared about. It's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to go through your life like Tweak and just freak out? Or are you going to be like, well, all right, I'm concerned, but let's try and laugh about something. Try to be distracted for just a couple minutes.
I think we're all Tweak, but we do need a Craig. Because it's true. There's so much stuff going on where, like, every day there's been natural disasters, you know, threats of nuclear bombs and all this stuff. So it's like, where do you focus your attention? And it freaks you out. You're like, am I not donating to this? Like, but we need people like Craig to be like, listen, figure it out and then focus on one thing or how you can be productive and then live your life.
As I think about it, have you guys seen the movie Ingrid Goes West?
I have not seen that.
No, I want to see that.
I don't know if with Cartman's situation, they're parroting Ingrid Goes West, but spoiler alert, so tune out if you don't care.
Spoiler alert, Ingrid Goes West.
She does, but it's very much like about how social media affects this girl's life to the point where, like, she gets suicidal because she's not having her need, like, the person she looks up to is not really responding to her, in fact, now hates her. And so she's like, okay, well, I'm going to take my own life. And she posts about it online. And then all of a sudden she's this hero of, like, oh, my God, you're so brave. And she's like, really? And then, like, she's got millions of followers herself, which is ultimately what she, I guess, wanted to do. And so in this regard, that's exactly Cartman's attempt, is not really to prevent suicide but to gain attention.
Yeah.
So it makes me feel like they're parroting Ingrid Goes West.
Maybe, because even Heidi was like, when people were calling in and being like, you know, I'm going through these feelings too, he was like, I don't care, Heidi, what are you doing? This is about me. He doesn't care. So I agree with you, though. I do got to see that movie.
That sequence with Cartman and Heidi had a great, what are you going to do, email every guy with a dick and a death wish? It was one of my favorite lines in the episode.
My gosh. So classic.
Which clearly that's what Heidi would do. That's what she's focused on.
That is her type.
I mean, she's so funny, but still.
Yeah. She's just chasing it.
She's also smart.
Smart
and chasing
it. I thought everybody knew that. That's why I don't point out how smart Heidi is. I just want to make sure they also know how funny she is.
Yes. Exactly. But let's shift gears and dive into more of the Craig and Tweak stuff. Because I love it because it also serves on the level of, they're a gay couple, and so we're continuing that. But as far as Trump is concerned, like, where there's so much, for lack of a better term, homophobia, and,
that's exactly.
You know, so we kind of touched upon that and all the other issues as well.
Yeah, I like that Tweek's dad, by the way, is like said he refers to him as my homosexual son. So like he's like okay with it in the way that like a lot of people are okay with it, where you're just like, I know I have to act like this is normal. It weirds me out, but I love you, Tweek. So I thought that was kind of a nice touch because, for the most part, all the kids are very accepting of it on the show, which I think is actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because, you know, kids are not a particularly kind and accepting bunch for those of us who can remember middle school. Mm-hmm. So I think that I like the way that they handle it. But you're right. That's not the way that you'd expect Trump's America to handle it.
No. Not by any means. You know, I obviously I love the way they sort of played the relationship of emotional versus not. I mean, when you really compare it, they're a perfect couple.
Yes, they are.
I mean, they complement each other perfectly. You know, I mean, we see that right before Tweek actually does his song. Craig, like, just lets him figure it out for himself. It's like, this is what I've been telling you for the whole episode. Okay, now you're getting it. And he's like, yeah. And I like that we saw the slightly calmer Tweek. The one that's not quite so tweaked. You know, he probably hadn't had any of his family Starbucks in a while.
By the way, thanks to Heidi.
Yeah, that's
Heidi made him realize, or not him, but Craig, of what was needed.
Yeah.
So we can't discredit Heidi.
That's true.
I mean, I wouldn't because she's smart and funny. Heidi. So, like, I would never discredit Heidi. She's so smart and so funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
He gets it.
He has to.
He gets it.
One of the funniest parts of it, I did not know where they were going with this distracted driving.
Oh, yeah.
And that, the way just they animated it in terms of the death.
So
it was really graphic, but the first one.
In the most hysteria. Yeah. Because the kid's like trying to crawl and you see like a skull.
Deformed mouth. Yeah. Like.
But hysterical because it was so disturbing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, they took the time to really draw that and have it look nasty like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, Stephen was joking, Stephen being one of our past co-hosts, the fact of, you know, is Caitlyn Jenner going to be distracted?
Yeah.
And I'm glad they didn't go that route because I think, you know, that would just be recycling too much, especially since we got Mr. Garrison as Trump.
Yeah, I like that we just saw the little Twitter avatar of him. Like, he didn't actually speak, but there was Garrison Trump, yeah.
At first, I thought it was kind of what you were saying, like, so much stuff to focus on, so many different causes going on, which I think it was a little bit about that. But then Tweek's song at the end really showed, I feel like, what it was about. I mean, kind of where it was aiming to. Like, Trump, stop tweeting, dude. Are you kidding me? He
Please.
Sends me into cardiac arrest, you guys.
You shouldn't follow him.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I like get sent screenshots or the news headlines it.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm serious. I am Tweek. Every time I look down my phone, there's like Wall Street Journal or whatever news gives me a Trump just said this. And he is the craziest mofo of all time, you guys. Not of all time. I guess Kim Jong-un would be worst.
I mean, you could probably come up with a couple.
I mean, but they're like, I feel like they would hang out.
We should have like the fantasy football of
crazy, delusional. You guys want to start that?
Maybe. A missed opportunity is so you looked up the actual Twitter account.
Yeah, for Real President, I believe is what it is. It's the number 4 Real President, and that's the handle that they used on the show. And it exists as a real account. Now, I don't know that the show created it. It hasn't tweeted. It has 1,400
they did,
followers.
They did,
Well, the website is southpark.cc.com, but I could list that as my website if I bought something. But anyway, it's great. And I think if people start tweeting at For Real President, maybe, just maybe, they'll tweet back at us.
I really, you know, if it is theirs, I think it's a missed opportunity to have tweeted out those actual things.
Yeah.
And really, like,
that's
where,
true.
Where last week the whole Alexa thing messed with Alexas, I think if people got enough tweets going, I think Trump would have started tweeting with this account.
Yeah, he'd probably be like, I need an apology right now from South Park. My little feelings are hurt.
you know what? It's interesting because he always tweets about SNL, but he's never tweeted about South Park.
Love you, SNL.
Well, South Park wasn't on when he was president. It was there when he was being
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah, that's true. This is only the second week it's been around.
He was president-elect.
Yeah.
But
that's true. No, it's a good point. But at some point, he'll get his feelings hurt, and he'll
100%
try and have Trey and Matt deported, even though they were, of course, born in the United States. But
of course,
Colorado. Colorado doesn't count.
I mean, it's a different world out there. Yeah,
darn right. So before we start to wrap things up, a couple of things we missed last week. We made mention of the fact that, white people renovating houses. It was metaphor for also trying to create change, and while you can create physical change, the fact that they still had Confederate flags forth, like they ultimately
you gotta tear it all down, burn it.
Yeah. So I thought one of our viewers was actually very smart to kind of point that a little bit further out to us. And then we did have a Romanian viewer who said, it's a different perspective that I didn't consider, that South Park is too centered around, like, the United States.
Yeah.
Which, of course, one of our other great commenters said, F you, it's an American show.
Yeah.
Which I say, okay, I get it.
I mean, they do have a point that, of course, it's going to be American-centric. And I guess if you were reaching out to what would entertain Romanians, then no one would watch the show. I mean, people living in Romania. I'm not talking about who said ethnic cleansing, not me. But, it's like you're making it a show in America. If it was a British show, we would watch it and be like, well, I don't get, 10% of that
and
stuff.
That's not entirely. There is, I forget the name of the show, but there is, literally a Hungarian version of South Park, and it's quite funny, actually.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
On a network?
Well, I mean, look it up.
A Hungarian network?
Yeah. I think it's called The District, actually. I think it's called The District. I could be wrong about that. But it's actually, because one of the kids is it's a complete side tangent, but there's a storyline where one of the dads is teaching the kid of, what's important. And he's like, money, money, pussy. Money, money leads to pussy. And I'm like, yep.
I wish my dad had taught me that valuable lesson when I was a kid.
See?
If only I'd known.
You guys.
See, we need satire in all forms.
Even Hungarian satire.
That's right.
Yeah.
Any other stray observations about this episode or anything else?
I don't remember if I had. There were a few things that I really liked.
I feel like they did a good job of doing what people, South Park fans, asked for, which was making it more about South Park characters and day-to-day life.
Yeah.
But at the same time, making it relevant.
Yeah, you were talking about missed opportunities, and it's probably good that they didn't. But when we had Kim Jong-un, I was kind of hoping that we would hear him speak, because one of the most memorable things in Team America, of course, is, I believe that was Kim Jong-il, but maybe I'm wrong, maybe it was Kim Jong-un, I don't even remember now. But, and he had some great musical numbers, so I was excited to see Kim Jong-un as a character, but maybe that's later in the season.
Maybe, we'll find out. So I'm absolutely loving it, and it does sort of break up the serialization of it all,
yeah.
And it still maintains somewhat of a thread.
Yeah, I mean, the Cartman and Heidi is definitely a carryover from last week, and I feel like we're going to see a lot more of it.
So. And Craig and Tweak, I think.
Yeah,
and the fact Mr. Garrison, obviously PC Principal still being in the picture, that's...
I'm cool with him.
I had kind of forgotten about PC Principal, so I was so excited to see him there. I'm like, right, I forgot how great he is.
I want, I forget his name. I'm having a brain fart, but I'm okay.
Mr. Mackey.
Mr. Mackey.
I'm sure that Mr. Mackey will be around before you know it. Yeah.
I can't wait for him. Anyway, that's all we got for this week. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Or not thank you if you really hate us.
And we'll read those comments, too. Yeah, that's all right.
Sometimes I'll troll you. I trolled a couple of you guys.
He did some good trolling last week. I tried to get in on it. Anytime anybody mentioned Heidi, I just reminded them how smart she was.
Yeah, I liked those.
Yeah.
You guys are fun. Thank you guys, as always. Please, we do appreciate the honest comments. If you guys disagree with us, that's totally fine. Just actually have a smart take on it. Totally fine. In the meantime, where can people follow you?
At @ChristianDMZ, and if you like all the political content, I host The Trump Report Tuesdays at 7 Pacific here at AfterBuzz TV.
And you can follow me at @StephSabra.
And I'm Phil Svitek. Just go to philsvitek.com and you'll find everything there. Thank you, guys. We'll be back next week for episode 3. We don't know the title yet, so we can't tease that, but it'll be episode 3 for sure.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.